Well, this weekend, Saturday, we will be having the Flying Martini Brothers and Drive volunteering their time to perform at Pasquale's in Nagani. It's from 6 to 9, and it's $10 to get in. 100% of the proceeds are going to the organization because, like I said, the bands are donating their time, and then Pasquale's is donating the space to us.
Very cool. And it seems to me that you're finding more and more opportunities like this with now musical groups and things like that that are stepping up and
definitely
kind of getting involved here. October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month.
It is. And at the beginning of the month, we had a couple of community gatherings, awareness events, and now we're having a fundraiser. And within, I'd say, like the last 6 to 9 months, the community has really opened up to our cause and just kind of done what they can to help us out, which is much appreciated.
And obviously, to complement that statement that you just made, I mean, part of that obviously is coming from the organization. You're getting out there and being more visible now.
Right, yes.
What are some of the other things that that have been going on? You mentioned some things, and I know that we were joined earlier this month with a preview and things like that, but what are some of the things that have been happening?
Well, we have a Purple Ribbon campaign. The color purple represents domestic violence, similar to the color pink represents breast cancer awareness. And law enforcement are wearing that purple ribbon. We had a community gathering last Tuesday at the Women's Center, which was actually quite a success. And Westwood High School students, the action troop came and performed, did a skit for the attendees there. And we're actually working with them, with those students, on a number of projects. They composed a few PSAs for us. They're going to be doing a 10-minute promotional video and then going into schools, middle schools and high schools in Marquette and Alger County to perform.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that because, as with any other cause and awareness, if you start at the younger levels in life, you find, I think, more success later in life. Are you finding that there's now more awareness in, say, high schools, middle schools, things like that?
There is a bit, and there's there's definitely, we have a new executive director now, Marilee Keller, and from her, there's definitely a push to go towards more preventative programming. So this is sort of, this is our first preventative programming that we're trying in schools, and the action trip will be going in, like I said, and doing skits on violence and sexual assault prevention.
Is it fair to say that in the past, the Women's Center and the work that was done there was more reactionary to helping the victims of something that had already taken place? Now you're looking more at the prevention side?
We're definitely, most of our resources, well, all of our resources right now go to crisis intervention, simply because they need to. So we'll be doing more fundraising to raise more funds in order to fund our preventative programming. But yes, we do mostly crisis intervention, and it will remain that way. Most of our resources will go to crisis intervention. But, you know, moving forward, thinking long-term, strategically, we definitely want to do more preventative measures.